Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is a vacation with Chase Sapphire Reserve. The butler, the spa, this is the edit. A collection of hand-picked luxury hotels and a $500 edit credit. Chase Sapphire Reserve, the most rewarding card.
Learn more at chase.com/sapphire reserve. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office cleaned, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that also. The outside of your exterior residential or commercial building. They'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180 or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D at yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Welcome in, joined by Director of Athletics, Keith Carter. And Keith, football right around the corner. I know you and your staff are really excited to welcome all these Ole Miss fans coming into town on Saturday.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's going to be great. And it's hard to believe that it's time for football. You know, the summer has flown by, as it always does. Just excited. You know, night game in the vault. Weather's looking great, you know, so should be a lot of fun.
As you know, the university announced a $1 billion endowment just the other day, $215.6 million in 2025, record 28% increase over last year. The good news for athletic department, $55.2 million will go towards athletics. That does not include the Grove Collective gifts. I know that was exciting for you and your staff. How do you plan on utilizing those funds? And I know that was a very welcomed call or email, however you got that information.
Yeah, well, first of all, just, you know, shout out to all of those involved in building that endowment. You know, that doesn't happen in just 1 year. I mean, that is a long process to get to $1 billion in an endowment. And, you know, our folks at the UM Foundation, obviously leadership across campus, you know, that's incredible. You know, for us, you know, shout out to Denson Hollis and his team, you know, record-breaking year for fundraising in the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation. You know, really happy for them. And you mentioned the Grove Collective giving. You know, that's been tremendous as well. But really, you know, gives Denson and his team a little bit more of a pat on the back, because a lot of those dollars in a traditional year that went to the collective would have gone to the Athletics Foundation. So just tremendous fundraising across the board. And you can't, you know, leave out the fans and donors. You know, they've stepped up in a tremendous way, and we're going to need them to continue to do that, obviously, in the new landscape of college athletics. But, you know, I think there's proof of content. You know, we've done well in this NIL world, and you obviously built great rosters and won a lot of games. So, you know, our hope is we can continue to do that.
Which leads in perfectly to what I was going to ask you next. What are your overall thoughts on this NIL wave that we're going through as a collective college football or college athletic world and the world of revenue sharing? I know you, along with Lane Kiffin, the Grove Collective, Dr. Boyce, have been kind of at the forefront of this. What are your kind of overall thoughts of where the university is right now?
Yeah, I think we're in really good shape. You know, I think we were creative and proactive and have been along the way, and we'll continue to do that. It's a new world, obviously, with July 1 with revenue sharing starting. You know, I think just largely we're going to ask our donors to you know, start sending those major gifts back over to the Athletics Foundation, you know, so that we can support RevShare. But Grove Collective membership is going to be really, really important. You know, we want 5, 6, 7, you know, 8,000 members over there if we can, you know, to continue that, because we're not exactly sure what it's going to look like moving forward, but we feel like, you know, having those funds and the membership of the collective and what Walker and his team are doing over there will be very, very important. You know, and obviously we need, you know, continued record giving over in the Athletics Foundation as well. So we'll have some information actually coming out on that here in the coming days, and some education around what that could look like. I was in Birmingham last week for AD meetings. You know, every AD is trying to navigate this world and figure out what it's going to look like. So, but we'll get there. We have a great team, great leadership, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to have great success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
Factories have their own rhythm. Machines hum, data flows. But if your systems aren't fully integrated, everything slows down. That's where Verizon Business steps in to help. Our agile connectivity solutions enable seamless interoperability, giving you real-time visibility of your systems and data so you can make better decisions faster. That's the rhythm your facility needs to move your business forward. Learn more at verizon.com/manufacturing.
Do Crohn's disease symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya guselkumab may help. At 12 weeks, rapid symptom remission was achieved in most patients taking Tremfya, and some experienced visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Explore what's possible and ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Not long ago, I saw that it broke that the University of Memphis was adding logos to the end zone. They were actually a good partner of yours. FedEx is going to be added to the end zone. In regards to logos on the field, maybe apparel in the end zones, where does the university stand kind of right now on the possibility of adding any type of corporate sponsorship to the playing surface?
You know, we're working hard. Chris Helsel and the Learfield team, they're working really hard to find that right partner. We haven't found it yet. We've had some meaningful conversations with several, you know, corporations and just haven't gotten to the finish line. The apparel patches, we think that's going to come at some point as well. We do not have approval from the NCAA on that yet, but we think that's coming. So we're actually, you know, kind of proactively looking for a partner there as well. You know, and I've said it before, and I got a little heat because said I don't want us to look like NASCAR, and that's not a disparagement to NASCAR, but we want to make sure that we find the right partner, we find the, you know, what makes sense to go on our field, to go on our jerseys, and we'll find that. But that revenue is going to be very, very important. You're seeing it across the country, you know, different ones pop up as we head into the season, so we'll continue to work toward that.
I know, obviously, the field named after Dr. Hollingsworth, and it's, of course, Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Has there been any discussions about possibly naming the stadium after a corporate partner?
No, not really yet. We're actually kind of getting back into the planning stages of maybe a stadium project. We've got some things we're looking at, and obviously we've got to be very creative in that space too. You know, when you start talking about doing a stadium project, that's in the hundreds of millions, obviously. And in the new world we're living in, you know, I'm not sure you're ever going to see a $300 or $400 million capital campaign again. You know, though I think those are kind of, you know, in the past. But, you know, can we add private investment? Can we get creative in that space to find, you know, dollars that are outside of, you know, kind of our budget and our donor giving and those type of things? So we're looking at that. And if that were to happen, you know, you may look at some different naming opportunities. But I think currently we're looking more at field and apparel.
And kind of looking at the facilities upgrade on campus, I know there was the softball facility is really nice, and you guys had the staff out there hitting home runs, had a lot of people get a chance to see the facility. I know you're very proud about that. Any particular upgrades for facilities, athletic facilities going on right now?
Well, we just finished a renovation over at soccer, a new field, new scoreboard, new sound. We flipped the dugouts to the other side and did some things there. And we got a few more things, you know, planned there for the Gillum Center that's coming. But I know our soccer team has been very, you know, happy with the changes over there, and Molly has as well. We're looking at some renovations to our golf building out at the golf course, you know, refreshing locker rooms, coaches' offices and those type of things. And then again, you know, as I mentioned, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what we could do potentially with our stadium. You know, I think if you look across really all of our facilities, we're in pretty good shape. You know, we've done a good job over the past, you know, probably 10 years or so. You know, we've hit a little bit of a lull as we've tried to figure out kind of what the rev share world looks like. But it's time to start having those conversations again. And I think if you hit the stadium and can do some meaningful things there, you know, overall our facility should be in really good shape.
Two new names, Drew Ingraham along with Josh Bender, in regards to fan engagement. Those are two names that fans will kind of see. Any particular new game day enhancement? I know the SEC shined on you guys pretty good with night games this year versus a lot of noon kickoffs, so fans are excited about that. But in regards to enhancement for any particular exciting things happening at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, anything that you could share right now that fans could look forward to?
Yeah, you know, every year you try to, you know, find new and creative things. You know, you want people to you know, be in the stadium, and if they're not there, you know, have kind of that FOMO feeling, and so we want to make sure that we do that. Obviously, having night games helps that. You can do more things with fireworks and light shows and different things like that. So that'll be great. We've made some enhancements for students. We sent that out to our students maybe last week or so. You know, reduced concession pricing, misters, phone chargers, things like that, that, you know, hopefully will help them out. But, you know, we've revamped some of our concession areas to make those a little more, you know, have a little more ease of use and getting in and out of those so you can get back to your seat and watch the game. But yeah, just, you know, those type of things. You know, one of the things, you know, Brad, that we're really trying to emphasize this year is that, you know, we've kind of gotten to the standard at Ole Miss where we're expecting to win games. We know that last year the field rush for Georgia was a lot of fun for people. But we got to get past, you know, we got to kind of get past that. And we got some messaging coming out on that as well on the field rush situation. We need our folks to kind of hold themselves accountable, celebrate in the stands. And we know we're going to have big wins. You know, we're accustomed to that now. So we're going to have a lot of messaging around that. You know, we did put some more punitive things in place for that. If there is a field rush, we hope that we don't get there. We would certainly not want to do those things, but you know, our fans and you know, we got to hold ourselves accountable. And again, we know we're going to have big wins. We know they're coming, and we got to make sure that we celebrate those in the right way. So you'll see some messaging around that as well.
I know one thing you and I have talked about in the past, and I know it's very special to you, is obviously it takes a lot of money to operate an athletic department, especially in the world of NIL and where we are right now. But you also think it's very important to not price fans out. What are some processes right now to make sure that every single fan that supports Ole Miss can kind of be touched throughout this this kind of different time in college athletics?
Yeah, you know, we wrestle with that a lot, Brad, and you and I have talked about that. And, you know, you've got to have the revenues to pay coaches and now pay players and build rosters and do all those things. So, you know, you've seen us implement some different revenue, you know, mechanisms, obviously the Grove being one of those and some different things. But we also, to your point, want to make sure that people can still come and enjoy. And, you know, we try to get tickets in the hands of people when we can. And, you know, the CGAs are, this is the last year of the capital gift agreement for much of the stadium. So we're looking at, you know, what pricing for that's going to look like moving forward. And we always want to have at least a section or two of our stadium that is affordable. You know, I have three children. That's a total of five. I mean, if you're bringing five people to a game, that can get pretty expensive, you know, especially when you don't live in Oxford. You got to find somewhere to stay. You got to travel. You got to eat, all those things. So we want to try to, you know, work with our fans and our donors to, you know, make it accessible as we move forward. But also, you know, trying to educate with, you know, the price of poker has continued to go up. So we've got to find that right balance.
And kind of navigating that over to the Grove that you made mention, your staff was very quick to point out that there were some changes coming to the Grove in regards to tailgating and setting up that sort of thing. But the most important thing is that you're not altering to where you can't get spots to tailgate and that sort of thing. So there was a lot of communication about that piece in the Grove as well.
Yeah, and actually just I was in a meeting this morning. I think Neil Mead and his team had a meeting with our vendors last night, and it went really well. I think the vendors feel like the program was set up very well. And, you know, I feel like when our fans show up on Saturday, you know, they should see the exact same thing. You know, they should see a great experience. Did it cost a little bit more maybe to get your tent and get your setup? It did. And we understand that. We tried to spread it out, you know, really across the Grove as much as we can. There are still opportunities to set up your own tent for no cost. So those opportunities are still there too. But, you know, in another way to try to find revenue to, you know, to build these great rosters and, you know, hopefully win a lot of games. But again, hopefully the experience in the Grove itself will be very similar, if not better, and our fans can really enjoy that.
Men's basketball coach Chris Beard had a fireside chat with some of the students not long ago. You know, before we know it, Keith, men's basketball, women's basketball will be here very quickly. The roster's loaded on paper. Obviously, you have to perform on the floor. What are your overall thoughts about Coach Chris Beard and how fast he's got Ole Miss kind of back on the winning ways? It's been fun to watch him, but has it surprised you how quick he's elevated the program?
You know, not really, because if you look at his kind of past and his, you know, his pedigree and his history, you know, he's been able to do that really everywhere he's been. And, you know, year two has always been a big year for him, you know, in all of his stops. You know, I feel like, to your point, this roster that we have this year on paper, and two, just looking at them. I mean, I was over with the team the other day, and they just looked the part of an SEC team, very physical, very long, very athletic. But you know, in this world, it's a lot of new faces. You got to find the right chemistry. It has to work. But you know, Coach Beard and the staff have done a tremendous job. Maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, but man, I know they're pushing, and a Final Four is what they want for sure.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? That's right. Driving high can get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell when you're driving high, well, everyone else in your life can. Your friends can tell, your coworkers can tell, even your parents can tell. So what makes you think law enforcement can't tell? Well, they can. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I know you're excited. Also, Coach Joe has kind of turned that women's basketball program on its head, really kind of just breaking through, as she likes to say, new ceiling after new ceiling. It's been a lot of positive things happening inside the pavilion, and the crowds have been great. I know you're excited to see what she can do this year as well.
Yeah, I actually met with her yesterday and had a great meeting. She really likes her team this year. You know, again, just like the men, they look the part. You know, they're big, athletic, strong. You know, they're going to be a really, really good team. And, you know, Coach Yo has just set a standard that, you know, getting in the tournament is kind of the norm now. And, you know, now it's just how far can we go. And, you know, her aspirations are the same as Coach Beard. You know, she wants to take a program to the Final Four, and it's never been done here at Ole Miss. And she wants to do that. And, you know, this roster has a chance to be really, really good.
Coming up as a player, kind of final questions here. Your sixth year is kind of flown by, I'm sure, as athletic director at Ole Miss. Arkansas native, played at Ole Miss, in administration, now as the AD. Kind of what do you kind of look back and see what makes you proud? Some things that have happened over your career, what do you kind of look favorably on, and what are you most proud of as an athletic director?
Well, you know, a lot of things. You know, it's been kind of a challenging 6 years, honestly. You know, a lot of new stuff and new things, and not the traditional you know, the chair of AD hasn't been as traditional as it has in the past. And so, you know, I feel very proud about the staff we've built. You know, I feel like we have a really good staff, you know, great coaches. But for me, it's about the student athletes, and it always will be. You know, to me, I owe so much to Ole Miss. You know, even if I wasn't sitting in this chair, just, you know, the people that I've met, the relationships, the education. And we want to make sure that our student athletes have that same experience and feel the same way. So it's all about building those relationships. And, you know, when you're meeting with recruits and parents, talking about our family, our Ole Miss family, and what that really means. So my hope is that, you know, we can continue to do that. We've had a lot of success. You know, we've had three of the three top, you know, years statistically we've ever had at Ole Miss in the past three of the past 5 years. So we want to, you know, build off of that, grow on that. And we certainly feel like we're just getting started.
I'm asking this final question. I'm asking this a lot. I will ask you. People ask me on the shows that I'm able to go on, what makes Ole Miss successful over the last 10 years or when you kind of took the helm? And I was like, well, it's kind of a perfect circle of Dr. Boyce, you, in this case, Lane Kiffin in football, and then You look at the Grove Collective, and then you look at Denson Hollis and the foundation. It's kind of like one circle of communication that's kind of all working for the same goal. Is that a pretty good summation of why Ole Miss has been successful under your regime?
Yeah, you nailed it. You know, I think we have to be very efficient here at Ole Miss. I was sitting with my buddy Chris Del Conte at meetings last week. You know, Texas's budget, $355 million. You know, ours is around $170. So they have double the budget. So we got to do things right here. We got to be efficient. We got to pull the rope the same direction. We have got to have great, you know, leadership, which we do with Chancellor Boyce. You know, couldn't ask for a better partner, you know, across campus there. You mentioned all the players there, but, you know, it's everybody. It's the fans. You know, it's just been a really good run, and I think we've shown that, you know, you can do more with less, but you've got to be efficient and you've got to be calculated and intentional about it. So, again, we feel great about what we've accomplished. I don't see any reason why all of those things and all of that, you know, kind of circle of trust and communication would change. You know, we feel great about the future, and you know, look forward to seeing what we can do.
He's Keith Carter, Director of Athletics at Ole Miss, kind enough to give us a few minutes today. Keith, football season right around the corner. Thanks for joining us today.
Yep, thanks, Brad.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
Business owners around North Mississippi, do you need that office cleaned, including janitorial work, trash, mopping, sweeping, carpet cleaning? How about restroom, points in between? I've got the answer. It's the Dirt Doctor. Be sure and give them a call today and get your free estimate at 662-709-0180. Looking for that auto detail, ATVs, tractors, etc.? Give the Dirt Doctor a call today, 662-709-0180. Looking to have your concrete clean, your windows clean? The Dirt Doctor can do all that. Also, the outside of your exterior residential or commercial building. They'll get it cleaned just the way you like it. All forms of payment are taken, including Venmo and PayPal are accepted. Give them a call today to set up your free estimate at 662-709-0180 or shoot Jono an email at jonoreed@yahoo.com. That's J-O-N-O-R-E-E-D at yahoo.com. Be sure you tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. from the Inside the Rebels studios. Join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The questions around retirement have gotten tiring. Instead of asking, have you saved up enough? Shouldn't they be asking, what is it that you love to do? And how can we help you keep doing it? The truth is, you have no intention of slowing down. That's why your retirement plan should be more of an action plan. A hiking plan. A sailing plan. A music plan. A golf plan. The point is, no matter what your pastime, we can help make sure you never have to stop. Because at Lincoln Financial, we have the products and over 115 years of experience to help protect and grow your financial future, so you can keep doing more of what you love. Make your pastimes last a lifetime at LincolnFinancial.com/action plan. Lincoln Financial, your tomorrow, our priority. Lincoln Financial, marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation, its insurance companies, and broker-dealer affiliate Lincoln Financial Distributors, Inc., copyright 2025, Lincoln National Corporation.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.